Hello, and welcome to another edition of Wrong Side of the Red Line Live. My name's Sean Shapiro, and today I sat down with Texas Stars forward Matty Stransky. Stransky's in the middle of his best season with the Texas Stars, statistically. Obviously, he'd say winning the Calder Cup was his best moment with Texas, but as far as an individual goes, he's had a bit of a career year in his third full season with the organization. Talked about a number of things, including his season. He's got a contract up at the end of this season. He's got a dog that we talked about. We also talked about the Bryan Adams concert that Stransky and a couple of the other Texas Stars attended earlier this week. Adams played at the Cedar Park Center, and that's where we'll start our conversation right here. So let's get started. So how was the concert last night?
It was pretty good, actually. I didn't really know that I knew that many songs from him. Like, I obviously knew something, but it was pretty cool. I really liked it. It was you could just see how much you loved the music and doing all that stuff, so I enjoyed it.
What songs did you know going into it?
Summer of 69, and then what is it, Everything I Do It For You, or how is it?
Yeah.
And then I knew one more, I don't remember the name of it, so I don't know that much, but
so you enjoyed it. You learned it's a deeper album than just the two
Yeah.
you knew there.
Yeah.
As I know, a couple guys went there. Was anyone in particular one of the bigger fans on the team who went?
I think Greg Rallo was there. I think he probably knew way more songs than me. And then who else was there? B-Ray was there, so B-Ray probably knew something too. And it was more the younger guys, so I don't think they knew more than me. So I think Rallo was the only one, and his wife, so they enjoyed it, I think.
Well, he's from the generation that should know
those
songs.
True.
Well, have you checked out that concert last night? Have you got to check out any of the other concerts that have come through this building in your
no.
time spent in this here in this organization?
No, like usually if there was a good concert my previous years, we usually played away, so I couldn't go. But no, this was actually my first concert I went to see here. So I really enjoyed it, and then I think there's Ellie Goulding coming next week, so I think I'm going to go to that too.
Very good. Well, on the ice, where you guys are now, you got the playoff spot locked up. Looks like it's going to be San Diego in the first round. We don't know whether it's going to be here or there to start.
Yeah.
But what's this week like as you guys go into your final two games, as you guys kind of build towards the playoffs? What's this like? What's this week like for you?
Well, we just still have two games left, so we have to focus on that, and we're playing for that second spot, so it's not like we clinched, we're done. So we want to win those two games and clinch that second spot, have that home advantage. And, we're just trying to work on our systems. Like, nothing really changed a lot. We missed a couple guys in practice today, so just I think they're going to be back tomorrow, and we just have to win that game and then get ready for the Saturday game, for the last game of the season, and win that, and just hope that San Diego loses and we can clinch that second spot.
And Wednesday is the last time you have to play San Antonio all year.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, that was a long series. But it was not bad because we played them a lot at the beginning of the year, so we just got them. Like, I don't know, like twice in the last 2 months, so it's just not that bad. So,
you ever had any setup like that in your career where you've played a team that many times?
How many times did we play them?
14 times.
I've played a team 12 times in juniors.
Okay.
So it's pretty close. Yeah, but not 14 times. That's too much.
Yeah, well, it's way too much.
Yeah, but I kind of like to play them.
Well, you guys.
I don't like to play there, but I like to play that team. Yeah.
Don't like to play there. That seems like a common thread when we talk about the ice down in San Antonio.
Yeah. But it's still better than Charlotte this year. So Charlotte was the worst ice I ever played on.
Really?
Yeah.
Just from, was it just choppy or
how was it? Terrible. It was like skating on the lake. So bad. Yeah, it was like the first practice we had where like you were skating and you were like vibrating on the ice because it was like just was so bad.
In general, the ice has been pretty good over here, right?
Yeah.
Like just across, I mean, from most of the cities you go to in the AHL,
the ice is
pretty good in most of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just I don't really care about ice. Like, I don't pay attention to that much. But Charlotte and San Antonio are really good. Pretty bad. You're like, oh my god.
With the, and you mentioned, so you kind of mentioned growing up, you mentioned it was like playing on Charlie's playing on a lake. Did you play on a lake much growing up in Czech, or was that?
I played sometimes, like in the winter, usually like a couple times we went on the river or on the lake, but not that much. Like we had some family games going on and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure the guys come from Canada. Probably played way more than me, but yeah, I've experienced some games on the lake and river and some backyard ponds and stuff like that.
But those games didn't have meaning on your contract or
no.
Score books or anything
nothing. No, we never played like the outdoor game. That'd be a cool thing to do, I think.
Well, they should do one in Round Rock over here, right?
Yeah.
It's the baseball stadium, you can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how good the ice would be, but it.
Let's try that.
This season for you, it's been, looking from my perspective, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, individually, it's probably been your best season with this organization. What's gone right for you?
I don't know. Like I prepared myself pretty good before the season, like physically, and I was working on a lot of stuff on my speed and shot and stuff. And then I also got a shot from at the beginning of the year. Some guys got called up, so I played more. So I kind of went. That start was pretty good for me. That kind of gave me that confidence. Then I had some time that I wasn't playing that much because the guys came back from NHL and stuff like that. So the lineup was pretty packed. And then after it, some guys got hurt, some guys got called up, I played again, and I was just keep building that confidence, and everything was going right for me, so I'm happy for that, and I had pretty good line mates and teammates, like the guys helped me a lot. I don't want to do that by myself, so I'm pretty happy about this year, and hope we can do some good things in playoffs.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you were scratched in opening night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and now if you go through it, you've played the second most amount of games on the team.
Really?
Yeah. Ranford's the only one who's played more games than you. But so you've gone from scratched, not playing the first game at all, to playing more games than almost anyone else.
I have a knock on the wood. Like, I didn't get hurt or anything in 3 years I'm here, so that's pretty good. I never missed a game because of injury here, so that helps too.
You look like, and it's looked watching you play this year, it seems like you're, I want to say you've looked like you've skated, you said you worked on your speed.
Yeah.
It looks like you've been skating smarter too, for lack of a better word. It looks like you've taken better angles, you've taken a smarter approach to the game as well. How did you kind of formulate that?
I think it kind of came just like to itself, because I didn't really work on that a lot. I was just trying to be like smarter on the rebounds and stuff like that. From watching NHL games, from watching the other guys, that like I watched Brad Ritchie or Shorzy when they were still playing, they were always seemed to be in the right position. So I try to do the same thing, and it worked. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you're actually good positioning. But yeah, I worked on my skating because I always have to work on that because I'm not the best skater. But I feel pretty good this year, and it's my third year, so I think I got some experience from previous years, and it just showed this year. Took a little while, but finally I actually can do something in a game, and it feels good to help the guys to score some goals and be part of the kind of the leadership group a little bit, because the last 2 years I was just there, kind of. I wasn't really happy with myself, so it's nice to have that scoring touch and to be able to help a little more.
Did you feel that as you came into this season, or when did you start to, as the season went along, was there ever a point where you kind of felt like this was the year you were going to take that next step?
Yeah, well, I guess this is my last year of my contract, so I kind of had to, but I wasn't really thinking about it too much, so I just said, like, let's go, like, this is your last year. Just make it your best, and it worked so far.
Do you ever, I mean, you just brought it up there, in the contract, is it something that, is it in your mind at all? Is it something that...
Not really, like, I'm from Europe, and if I wanted to, I can always go back and it's no problem, but I want to stay here. I want to make it to the next level. So I don't really like care about that at all. Like, yeah, like sometimes you care about it, but, I'm not that guy. I don't know. Like, I don't care about stuff that much. I'm kind of that personality. So like, it's, if you play good, you get a contract. If you don't, you don't. So it's kind of hit or miss. So I'm hoping I could get another contract, and I'll be looking forward to still play for this organization if I can.
It's kind of interesting you bring that up. You're a European guy who you said you like being here, you want to be here, and then I've talked to some other guys and won't name names who not on this team, but in general who. It's okay. Yeah, I'm playing hockey, but I could easily go back, and I will go back. I don't care either way. Do you think anything for you? What kind of drove you to? What kind of put you on the North American track that you want to play in North America? Was it getting drafted in the WHL? What kind of put you on the track where you kind of goes into that mindset where I want to be here?
I don't know. Like I like it here, and growing up, you watch the NHL like. The best league in the world, the best players, so it's your dream. So I want to chase that dream, and I want to do everything I can for it. And I played juniors, so I had a lot of fun there. I learned the language pretty quick, so that helped a lot.
Yeah, English compliment you is much better than some other guys.
It's yeah, and it, I made a lot of friends, and I moved here, and I like the hockey here, I love Texas. Mm-hmm. Everything's great, it's nice weather, which I love, and people around here are pretty nice to me, and organization's really good, so I enjoy it here, and I still want to make it to that next level. It's still my dream, and I won't give up on it.
What are those things that you look at, just the things that you think in your mind are the things you need to do? Obviously you need an opportunity, but what are the things that you're looking at that is the next step for you to get that opportunity?
I don't know, like I have to be consistent every game. I think I have to get better defensively a little bit, and I don't know, just I feel like I have to work hard and wait for that opportunity to come, and just do my best, and I hope it comes, and then if I do get that opportunity, just take advantage and just prove them that they didn't do a mistake by drafting me.
So Austin, we're now, this is your third year here.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've enjoyed the city. What's been your, give me your review of living here in Texas, living in Austin.
It's just like I love the weather. Like I always loved to be like, I played Canada. It was cold for 3 years, so I really enjoyed the sunny. Like I enjoyed go sit by the pool and relax on the sun or do a barbecue, and you don't really get to do much of that in Canada or like. Back home, I do that stuff too, but I really like it's clean here, and everything's really looking really nice and nice place to eat and stuff like that. So I enjoy it. Nice shopping. My girlfriend likes shopping, so I kind of enjoy it too. And then Domain is really nice to just hang around. A lot of parks. We have a dog, so you can just like walk around parks and little ponds and stuff like that.
What type of dog do you have?
Chihuahua.
Little Chihuahua.
He doesn't like to walk for too long, but he still enjoys it a little bit.
So is that your dog or your girlfriend's dog?
No, it's our dog. It's our dog. Yeah, she picked it. It's easy to travel with. We didn't really want a big dog because that would be such a hassle to move him around in the summer and stuff. So we just wanted to get a little dog so we can take him on board when we fly back.
Would you name the Chihuahua?
So its name is Zlatan. It's after a soccer player.
Oh, yeah,
my favorite soccer player, yeah. So she picked a dog, I picked a name.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
So are you a big soccer fan?
Yeah, I love soccer, yeah. I watched it all the time, and something I do on my days off. If there's a soccer game, I'll watch it. And, in the summer, I play with my friends and stuff like that. We like soccer, go to soccer games in my hometown and stuff like that, yeah. Really enjoy soccer.
So Zlatan, are you a PSG fan?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a PSG fan or Manchester United. That's my team too. So kind of more like just a Zlatan's fan and Manchester United's fan. So
mm-hmm.
I hope they buy him there this summer.
That would be the perfect world for you
yeah.
there, huh? With Is it something where you, is that you play, did you play hockey as a kid first, soccer? Did you play both as a kid?
No, I didn't play soccer, but in Czech we summer trained together, like the whole team. So, and we played soccer quite a lot. So that's, I always enjoy that. And I don't know, like growing up, soccer and hockey were like kind of the only sports in Czech. So, so you get to watch, and we had a really good national team when I was growing up in soccer. So that was fun too.
Does it help with your skills in the pregame kick around at all? Or?
Yeah, I think a little bit. Yeah, it's probably helped me that I used to play football, because there's some guys that are pretty bad at it. And it's fun to watch though.
Who would be the on this team? Who would be the best soccer player?
I don't know. I think Bystrom is one of the better ones. And who else? Dickinson's pretty good. I think it's always like Dickinson, Bystrom, me, and Soupy. Soupy's pretty good too. Mm-hmm.
And it's, if I remember correctly, there's a little bit of a competition there, right, before the game, just to stay in the circle, right?
Yeah. We play.
What are the rules there? Give me the rules.
Two touch. You can only touch the ball twice. You can use it. You can touch it once, but you can touch it twice, and it can drop on the ground. Mm-hmm. You can use a hands, and then what else is there? That's pretty much it, yeah. And if there's a dead ball, if it stays, like there's a bunch of obstacles there. If it stays up, it's a dead ball, everybody gets to get in. And then you play, and then until the two guys are left, and then you play finals, and then play again.
So who usually wins? Who's won the most this year, if you were to guess?
I think Bystrom would probably win the most this year, yeah. I think he's first still. I think he's up there.
What about the food here? You mentioned that there's a ton of food options here, obviously. Now that you've lived here for 3 years, is there any food now that becomes you can't live without, that maybe you didn't know existed or didn't know or maybe didn't have before?
Like, you can pretty much get everything where I'm from, but I think like the Mexican food, it's not, you don't really get that in Czech, so I enjoy Mexican food, and like Chipotle or like just a, I don't know, you go to the Oasis and Lupe tortillas and stuff like that. That's what I kind of enjoy, like all that stuff, and we don't have that at home. That, I wouldn't say I couldn't live without it, but I enjoy it, yeah.
As a Czech guy, and I know you, it is a stereotype, but I've got to ask about him, Jager. Growing up, was how big of a hero is he to everyone? Just, I got to ask, because he's still like, playing.
I think he's like the biggest hero in Czech. I don't know if there's any sports guy or even like a famous guy to be bigger than him right now. I'm pretty sure he's the biggest right now. And people just love him, and they enjoy to watch him, and like from little kids to older people, because he plays for 22 years in the NHL now. That's a long time. That's all the generation there is, pretty much. So everybody loves him, and it's probably really tough for him to come back to Czech and just go to the store and buy water. I don't think he can do that, because without being taken pictures of or taking pictures of people, getting signatures and stuff like that. So that's why I think he stays in the U.S. even in the summer. He only comes home for a bit because it's tough for him. Mm-hmm. But I think when he's done hockey, he's probably going to be, he could be a president, I think, in Czech. It wouldn't be hard for him.
Would you vote for him?
I probably would, yeah.
I won't ask you about the Western Conference, because that's not fair. You're in Dallas organization, but so do you think Florida has a chance to win the Eastern Conference then?
I don't know. Like, they have a pretty good team, but it's tough to say. Like, all those teams that make the playoffs, it's just a different type of game, and it's just a new season, and everybody can win. So I hope they do. Like, I wish him the best luck, because I love to watch him play, and love to have him like a success. So it would be nice to see. But everything's open, and I don't really have like a, I want Dallas to win too. So hope they can do some big things today, this year, Dallas, and good luck to Jager.
How do things change in What are the little things? Obviously, people talk about the intensity. They talk about the in the AHL as well. When you go from the regular season to the playoffs, what are some of the other things that change that you might not, that a fan or someone sitting in a press box might not notice? What else changes for you guys on the ice?
I don't know. Everything is quicker. Everything is just happens like quicker, and then seems like every little mistakes cost you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you make a mistake, they usually score a goal, and it's fun though. Like it's harder. Like everybody's trying to hate you, everybody's trying to hurt you, and everybody's trying to play his best. So everybody's trying to win. So it's really it's a little more than just a regular season, and if we had that amazing run my first year, and it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also really tough, and it's tough on the body. You guys get hurt, and it's just a different. I never like really experienced it. I was like, oh, it's just a playoffs. It's not really that much different. But that first year it proved me wrong, and it's just everybody has to be at his best to be successful, and that's pretty hard to do. So we have to be on the same page and do our best, be a good team, and hold each other accountable, and just work together to win.
Where's the championship ring for you? Is it back in?
I have like the little glass thing.
Yeah.
Where I have all my kind of like awards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, all the medals and stuff. So it's there, sitting there. I hope it is. Nobody stole it.
And that's back at home.
No, it's back in Czech. Yeah,
back in Czech. Yeah,
I don't have it here. No.
How much have with your family being playing on the other side of the ocean from them? How much do they watch every game? How much do they watch?
No, not really. Like they don't watch at all, pretty much, because the time difference is. It's like we play and it's like 3 in the morning there, so
yeah.
They have to work, so they don't really watch. But they watch like from time to time, but
mm-hmm.
usually they just watch highlights and stuff. But they're following like everything, like my grandpa and my parents, you know, all the stats and stuff,
yeah.
And they watch the highlights. So they always like ask me how the game was and how did I feel and congratulate me and if I scored or had a point and stuff. So it's pretty nice to have a support from them, even if they're on the other end of the country or the world,
yeah.
Sorry. And looking forward to see them after everything's done.
Have they ever made any trips out here to watch you play?
Yeah, they were here first year for our first two games against Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were here, and they went to Canada when I played juniors. They were there, so. But I don't think they're coming this year because they have to work and stuff. And
What about watching for over there? And I don't know, this probably changed as you got older as a kid. How much were you able to watch the NHL over there? Like,
not much either, because it was always late,
mm-hmm.
like I said. So I watched I watched playoffs sometimes when I had no school or something, so I could have stayed late or went to my buddy's house. We stayed late and watched it. But I was always following it. It's like it's all over the news, and you can watch the highlights and stuff. So I was pretty big NHL fan.
This team, as you guys kind of go forward, we talk about, it's going to be San Diego. We don't know what it's going to be. Who's going to have home ice? So tell me a little. Just let's that San Diego team. They're a team that you've had success against. They're also a physical team. You talked about in the playoffs, teams like to hit you, and teams like to there's more physical play there.
Yeah.
What do you expect when we? I know you got two games to focus on this week, but we do know it'll be San Diego.
Yeah.
So what will you expect with five games, possibly anywhere from 3 to 5 games with San Diego?
Well, we know they're gonna be a physical a lot, but also I think we're a better team and we are quicker. We have pretty quick guys, and I think we have just played a different game than them. They try to play a hard game to dump it and go get it, and we try to kind of play the nicer type of hockey, and I think we have a quick transition that always hurt them. And it's going to be a tough series. I'm looking forward to that, and they have some pretty big guys, so guys have to watch out a little bit, but that's part of hockey, that's part of playoffs, and I'm actually looking forward for that series.
You guys, this team, and I think the perfect example of it when you guys won the championship 2 years ago, it seems like this team has always been at its best when other teams try and draw you guys into things like that, and it's kind of, you guys don't back down, but you kind of ignore it and just and beat it with your play. What is that? Where does that attitude start with? Does it start with the leadership group? Where does that? How does that all kind
of the leadership group is pretty good. Always try to get us going, and we have some smart guys that have been in the league for a long time. That so if you listen to them, they're right. And every guy in the team has to listen to them, and you need to help each other to be successful. So, and we have a pretty good goaltending as well this year. So that game against San Jose, we didn't really help Maxi, and then Supi went in and we're like, come on, guys, like we got to help those guys. They're working their bags off for us the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. Like once you get the momentum going and just keep going line after line, and everything was going right for us, and it was fun, and it was huge for us to win that game, because before playoffs, like you can always be down, and to know that you can come back from a game like that, it's big for you.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. It's hard to find, at least in the past 3 years, there's not many comebacks like that you guys have had. I mean, you were down from 5-2 to 8-5 in 15 minutes.
Like. We had some good comebacks my first year.
Yeah.
We seemed like we were always down, and we came back. And that helps you in playoffs a lot, because if you're down to nothing, you're like, oh, we've done that a lot. So
well, that first year in the playoffs, you guys went in St. John's. It was, what, 3 overtime games in a row in St. John's?
Yeah.
Like,
that was... So we knew we were going to win, even if we were down, and hope the guys are going to think about it this year, too, in the playoffs. If we're down, we're like, yeah, we did that a lot. Or we did that already, so it's no big deal.
What have you said to new guys who come in? Because you are now in more of that leadership role, as you mentioned. What have you said when new guys come in? Are you a guy that do you go talk to them and help them out, or what do you how do you kind of treat them?
Well, like we have some pretty good young guys. I don't think they're behaving pretty good. Like they're pretty quick in that transition from juniors or college or whatever to come here. So I don't think they really need me to guide them or to try them to help them. But like if I see anything that I can help, I would, or I go and tell them. But I think we have some pretty good young guys, and that they're trying to be better every day. And they've been a pretty big part of our team this year.
Oh, hey, Maddie, thank you very much. Last thing I'll let you do, and you can say no, is... would you sing Summer of 69 to take us out?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a bad singer.